This is a Fun Phone special presentation. It's time for a Fun Phone skit, starring the entire Fun Phone gang. Stu, Uncle Jeffy, Uncle Brucey, Larry West L.A., and featuring Brian W. Feedback and Stephen Z. Blueblind. Yet, Jeffy?
Almost, Stu. Boy, I never knew that this could be so interesting.
Jeez, I paid for a subscription. It's mailed to me at my apartment, and I don't even get to read it first.
All right, Stu, here. Boy, what a baby.
Well, let's see what you say when I start grabbing your magazines before you get to see any of them.
Well, I still think you're making a big deal over nothing. Next time, I'll just go to the store and buy a Tarzan comic. That'll skip the stupid hassle.
Never mind. I only have a couple more days left of my vacation, and I want to spend it doing the things I normally can't do.
Yeah, like reading comic books. What a brain. Now, take me, for instance. I'm much more intelligent. For example, in an hour, I'll be taking part in a psychology experiment at school. That's what you should be doing in your spare time, amounting to something, not sitting around reading junk.
Look, why should I hurt my brain when I don't have to? Besides, with you taking part in a psychology experiment, it only means that they've stopped putting rats through mazes and started using baboons. Well, there goes my peace and quiet, Jeffy. Hello? 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 Hello!
Who was it?
I don't know. Maybe it was a wrong number. Oh, brother, just what I need. Hello? Come on, I won't bite. Speak up.
What?
Hey, shut up. Hey, you're not a bit funny. Who is this? Well, let me tell you something. Hello? That bastard hung up.
Well, at least you got to talk to him. What did he say?
I think I just got an obscene phone call.
He said that? Boy, and at the same time, he just gave you one.
Forget what I said about baboons. Jackasses!
Look, it only happened twice. Maybe the guy thought you were someone else.
Well, for once, maybe you're right. Jeffy, I'm running out of stupid animals.
All right, well, let me get it this time. Hello? Oh, yeah, just a second. Here, Stu, it's for you.
Well, thank God, a legitimate call. Hello? Look, you think you're scaring me, don't you? Well, I don't frighten easily, Buster. What?
Boy, that's two people that are cranking you.
Jeffy, did anyone ever tell you that you had a baby face?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they did.
Well, you have a brain to match. I'm calling the phone company. This is really worrying me. I haven't had this problem since Fun Phone was connected.
Stu, did you?
Did I what?
Did you reconnect Fun Phone without telling me?
If you aren't out of here in 2 seconds...
All right, I gotta go to school anyway. Just remember, when my Richie Rich comic comes, you can't look at it.
Jeffy!
Excuse me, are you Dr. Hoskins?
Yes, are you Uncle Jeffy?
No. I'm Alan Feldman.
Oh, good. I'm glad you got here first. You are going to be the victim.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing to worry about. All you need to be is a good actor.
I don't understand.
Well, let me briefly explain this experiment to you. We are going to test the sensitivity of a typical human being under pressure. I would like you to be seated behind this separation here. Now, make sure you're out of sight. Grab onto these two metal poles. On the other side of the separation will be our subject, Mr. Uncle Jeffy. I will instruct him to ask you a series of questions, and you are to respond incorrectly to each question he asks you.
Why?
Because that's how the experiment will work. Each time you answer incorrectly, he will be told to press this red button. The button will administer different charges of electricity into your body.
Well, wait a second. I don't want to be electrocuted.
This is the whole point. You won't feel a thing. Mr. Jeffy will only assume that he is feeding electricity into you because you will be separated by this wall. I want you to make it sound realistic enough to him that you've received a shock each time he presses the button. I will tell him that with each answer you miss, the charge will increase. You have to make it sound like you're getting more electricity with each jolt.
Well, how will I know when he presses the button? I might jump the gun and spoil the experiment.
This red light above you will flash on when he pushes the button. See?
Oh, yeah.
We will observe Mr. Jeffy's reaction to you getting slowly electrocuted and see if he refuses to continue under pressure. Not one subject has made it to the fifth question yet, so that's why you have to be a good actor.
Oh, I get it. The first couple of questions, I just make a little noise. And the last few, I really get him going, right?
Well, something like that.
Wow, what a great joke.
This is a psychological experiment, not a joke.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Dr. Hoskins.
That's me, and you must be Uncle Jeffy.
Yes, I am, and gee, I'm so excited. I've never been part of a psychology experiment before. You can count on me to help in the ever-increasing demand to progress in our complicated and scientific society.
Yes, I think that you'll be just perfect. Please meet Alan Feldman. He will be taking part in the experiment as well.
Hi.
Hello.
Now, gentlemen, let me explain the experiment to you. We're going to determine just how smart the average college man is. Mr. Jeffy, I'm going to make you the examiner, and Mr. Feldman, you will be the student.
Oh, boy, student to teacher in one day. I'm so excited.
Yes, of course. Mr. Feldman, please be seated behind this wall and grab onto those two metal poles. Let me tie your hands to those so you can't get loose. There. Mr. Jeffy, please have a seat by that red button over there.
Okay, I'm all set.
Fine, fine. Now, here is a list of 5 questions. I would like you to ask Mr. Feldman each of these questions. He will have to answer each aloud within 10 seconds. If he answers each correctly, tell him so and proceed to the next one. If he's wrong, then you are to press the red button.
Well, what does this button do? Signal you or something?
Well, I will be observing his responses in the next room, but that has nothing to do with the button. You see, the questions you are asking should be easily answered by any typical college student. When a student fails an exam, his punishment in class is a grade of F. Since we cannot assign a letter grade here, we must administer a different type of punishment that will make the student think a little harder before answering the next question. That red button releases a charge of electricity through the metal poles that Mr. Feldman is tied to.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not so sure I'm going to like shooting electricity with someone's body.
Oh, it's perfectly harmless. And it will teach Mr. Feldman to be more careful with each response. You see, each time he misses a question, the charge of electricity becomes more intense.
I think I'd better be going.
Look, Mr. Jeffy, let me show you what a shock feels like. And after that, you will see that there's nothing to worry about. Here, grab this pole and I'll press the button.
Jeez!
You see, it's just a jolt, but it's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, sure. Okay, I guess so.
Fine, fine. I'll proceed to the next room and we will begin. Go ahead and ask him the first question.
Yes, sir. Alan, what's your GPA?
3.5.
Good. Excellent. Great. Ready?
Yeah, charge on.
Don't say that. Okay, number one. What is the capital of Rhode Island?
Oh, shoot. I know that. It's Rockville.
Oh, no, I'm terribly sorry, Alan. The correct answer is Providence. Well, this ought to teach you to think more carefully.
Oh!
Okay, here comes an easy one. How many teeth in a person's mouth?
28.
Nope, 32. Oh, well.
Ah!
Alan, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Get on with it, will you?
Maybe we better stop. I think you've had enough.
You want to ruin the experiment? All right, let's have the next question.
Well, okay. But please, Alan, think. Think. Define the term catatonic. Think, damn you, think!
Someone with a good sense of humor?
God damn it, Alan! Ah! Come on, Alan. You think I'm enjoying this? I don't even know you. Alan! Alan!
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. Go on.
No, you haven't gotten any of these right. What's the matter? Are you in UCLA Continuation School or something? I can't go on with this.
Listen, I'm the one that's getting the punishment. All you're doing is asking the questions, so shut up and go on, okay?
But you sound terrible.
I'm just a little dizzy, that's all. Go on.
Well, okay. Now, God help you if you miss this. In simplest terms, describe the Pythagorean theorem of a triangle. You're hopeless, and your time's up. Ah! Oh, my God! That's it! No more! I've had enough! This psychologist needs to see a psychologist! Come on, Alan, we're gonna get you out of here! I'm coming around to untie you! Okay, now I'll just cut this string and... Alan! Alan! Wake up, Alan! Alan! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! I killed him! I killed him! I gotta get out of here!
Well, how are we doing?
Murderer! Murderer, you son of a bitch!
Ow! Good Lord, this has never happened before. I've never seen a subject that upset. And he got away before I could explain the experiment. Mr. Feldman, are you back there?
Yeah. How'd I do, Doc? We got past the third question.
I must have missed something. What happened?
Well, I did a little ad-libbing on the last question. I pretended that last shot killed me. How about that?
You impudent little snot. Who gave you the permission to go and do something imbecilic like that?
Well, nobody, but I thought it would add to the experiment.
Did you see the way the subject left? He thinks he murdered you.
Yeah, pretty good acting, huh?
You've ruined the experiment.
Sooner or later, something like that would have happened anyway. You're a real sicko to play these jokes on innocent, dumb college people.
You unscientific nucleus head, you just don't understand medicine. I've got to get after that Jeffy person. You stay here and don't move. When I find him, you're gonna have a lot of explaining to do.
I'm getting out of here.
Sit down!
Ow! You are crazy!
Shut up! I'm locking you in so you can't escape till I get back. I've got to find that Jeffy person. No telling what he's going to do.
Are you from the phone company?
That's right. Security division. Used to fun phone.
I wouldn't have asked you otherwise. Come in.
You don't have to get uppity about it. I'm not the one making obscene phone calls to you.
I'm sorry, but this whole thing has me so pissed off that I just can't help myself.
Now, you told me on the phone that this caller has been bothering you since early this morning.
That's correct.
What exactly does he say to you?
Well, for starters, he told me he was coming over here and was going to knife me to death.
Uh-huh. A blade fetish. Telco number KS7767 line 2.
What?
Just making a cross-reference parallel. Go on.
Well, besides the swearing, that's about all I've let him say. Each time he calls, I either hang up on him or I just don't answer the phone.
Then how do you know it's him if you don't answer the phone?
Well, I have this feeling!
The telephone company does not care about anyone's feelings, Mr. Funphone. I do not see grounds here for a legitimate complaint.
How can you say that when... There! There he is! Go ahead and answer it!
Hello? Oh, yes. Just a moment. It's for you.
I know it's for me, Toll Tandem Brains! It's the obscene phone caller!
I am an experienced security officer for the telephone company, and I know an obscene call when I hear one. And this gentleman has a very nice voice. He asked for you, so take the call.
Oh, all right. Hello? I told you!
Are you aware of what you just did?
Yes, I just hung up on that raving maniac!
You just dented a perfectly good phone company handset. These things don't grow on trees, you know.
I didn't call you over here to scream at me for wrecking your shitty handset! I want you to find the goddamn obscene caller!
Are you sure you're not the obscene caller yourself? Such disgusting language.
I want some peace and quiet!
Fine, I'll leave.
I mean, I want you to trap that obscene phone caller!
I have no proof that one exists.
I just hung up on him!
You sounded all right to me.
Because you're not me!
And I thank my switch room for that.
Okay, all right. Now there he is again. Now this time, when he asks for me, you tell him that you're me. And listen to what he says, okay?
Do you mean lie? The telephone company does not cheat.
Help me, God! Help me!
All right, all right. Don't start giving a sermon. I'll do it this time once. reach out and touch someone.
Hello? Yes, this is Stu. What? Hey, slow down, pal. Slow down. I can't understand you. Now, what is this? Yeah. Uh-huh. Go on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
For Christ's sake, what are you doing? Interviewing him? What's he saying? What's he saying?
Your name again, please? Right. And your phone number. Thank you. Okay, case solved. I got his name and his number and where he is.
Just like that? You're amazing! Who is it? Who is it?
I'm sorry, I can't reveal that. Telco security, you know.
But I want to press charges and get that hoodlum locked up!
He told me himself that he was turning himself in as an accomplice to a murder rap. See that? The psychotic always give himself up in the end. A brilliant job handled by me, the top telco security agent. Notice how I forced the truth out of him.
I don't have any proof that you caught him.
My word is proof. I don't have to show you proof.
You wouldn't believe me a few minutes ago when I told you I had proof, so why should I believe you? Give me the caller's name and then I'll believe you.
Just a minute. Let me CNA his number and I'll get his exact location. Hello, Mert. This is X41098255150. Yeah, it's Irving. Yeah. Listen, give me the location of 555-9899. Okay. Da, 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 da. That's a payphone on the college campus? Okay, thanks.
Someone was cranking me from school? At a payphone?
Obscene phone callers are crafty. We have several former ones working as directory assistant supervisors. Well, I guess I'll put the cuffs on Uncle Jeffy.
Yeah, well, I'm really glad that you Uncle Jeffy! My Uncle Jeffy!
Oh, well, now, if he's related to you, then I don't have any...
No, it couldn't be Uncle Jeffy. He was right here when the calls were coming in earlier.
Say, he's more clever than I thought.
No, he must have been calling to give me a message or something. What did he say? Something about a murder?
He was talking so fast I couldn't understand. Something about turning himself into the cops or murdering someone with a triangle or a pyramid or something. I don't know.
Jeffy got involved in a murder at school? Good God, I better get over there and see what this is all about.
Well, case closed. I'm leaving.
No, sit down. That caller is still at large.
I thought you were going to get him.
No, that last call was legitimate. My friend's in trouble and I have to find out why.
He certainly is. Obscene call making is grounds for...
He's not the caller! He's my friend!
I have no proof of that or that you have any friends.
You said yourself that I... Oh, no, I'm not going through that again. There! There! Maybe that's him. Hello? Psst, here he is. Listen, listen.
Is this some kind of residence customer trick?
Will you just listen?
Oh, all right. Give me that. Hello? Yes? I beg your pardon. You're going to what? Tie my legs up and what? With Vaseline. Hearty har har. It is to laugh. I always use Bactine for that.
See? It's him. Can't you tell?
Wait a minute. Excuse me. Can't you see that I'm trying to carry on a conversation here? Do not interrupt.
But...
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Now, how many strokes?
All right, fine. You keep him busy. I'll be back later. Gotta see what happened to Jeffy.
Yes, I do. But I like Jell-O instead. So much more colorful.
Jeffy! I knew I'd find you in front of the police station. What the hell happened?
Stu, you're not going to believe this, but I murdered someone. I killed the guy just because he didn't know simple geometry.
What? Have you gone off the deep end? What did they drug you with at that psychology experiment?
Come on, let's go inside and you can listen while I explain it to the campus cops. And that's the whole story, officer.
Sounds a little bizarre for a psychology experiment. I guess I'd better check it out.
Well, I can't wait. I'm going back to that lab and find Dr. Hoskins.
Jeffy, come back here!
He must be mistaken. Dr. Hoskins is a little eccentric. But he would never electrocute somebody.
Even if it's true, is Jeffy liable for this?
Well, it's hard to say. If it's unintentional, he wouldn't be charged with anything.
Even so, Jeffy could plead insanity. I'll meet you at the psych lab, room 142. Come on, Hoskins, open up! It's me, your private patsy!
Hey, who's there?
Aha! I knew you were in there, Hoskins! It's Uncle Jeffy, and you're going to jail for murdering Alan Feldman.
Jeffy, it's me, Alan.
Oh, my God.
They've convicted me and hung me already. I'm dead. I'm hearing Alan's voice. I must have missed something in the story. I thought I was on page 12.
No, you're not dead, Jeffy, and neither am I. This whole thing was part of Hoskins' experiment.
Experiment? But the whole thing was on you, not me.
Well, that's what he told you. I have the real story.
What real story? Let me inside, will ya?
I can't. He locked me in here. Just listen to me and I'll tell you what happened.
So that's what that big idiot did, huh? Scaring me out of my wits like that. Why, that big phony.
But you do realize that it was my idea to play dead, don't you?
It doesn't matter, Alan. Anybody who'd be crazy enough to stage such a frightening experiment like that deserves to be taught a lesson.
Jeffy! Jeffy, why'd you leave? The cop is on his way over.
Good. That's just enough time to tell you how we're going to get even with this quack. Alan, let's tell Stu what we want to do.
Dr. Hoskins, Dr. Hoskins.
Oh, hello, Art. What's up?
I was just about to ask you that. It seems you've committed some sort of murder.
Oh, that Jeffy character went straight to you and reported it, huh?
Then it's true?
No, of course not. It was just another experiment.
You'd better tell me about it.
Okay, now you guys know what to do?
I do. Boy, I can hardly wait to get even with that crumb.
Why do you want revenge, Jeffy? It was just a misunderstanding.
A misunderstanding? For scaring me out of my wits? And besides, it isn't really revenge. It's more like a psychological experiment.
Shh! Here comes the cop with Hoskins.
Well, Mort, if that's the whole story, I think it's about time you changed your experimenting habits. No telling how out of hand this could have become.
How was I to know this would have happened? I'll say one thing. I've really got an entry for my journal.
There he is, officer! Arrest him! Arrest him! He made me murder an innocent student!
I'm inclined to believe Jeffy, officer. This plus all the crazy things I've heard about Dr. Hoskins around the campus.
Look, you two, Dr. Hoskins and I think we should drop the whole thing before it gets blown out of proportion.
Drop the whole thing? You're talking about someone's life, officer!
Will you settle down, please? This whole thing could be wrapped up by just opening the door. I had every intention of telling you before you hastily ran out. I locked Mr. Feldman in there so he wouldn't get away.
Where's a dead body going to wander off to? The campus morgue?
I'm attempting to explain to you that Mr. Feldman is not dead. He's in there alive and kicking.
Just open the door, Mort, and let Mr. Jeffy and his friends see for themselves.
Yeah, I've been banging on the door for 20 minutes and no one's answered.
Well, Feldman is obviously still brooding. All right, gentlemen.
Follow me, officer. Alan's right behind this wall. See? There he is. Exactly the way I left him.
Feldman. Feldman, oh, this is ridiculous. Feldman, get up and tell these guys it was all your stupid trick. Go ahead. Feldman. Feldman, there's a police officer here.
Hey, maybe this kid's story is not so phony after all.
Officer, have you lost your mind, too? I tell you, this kid is alive. Look, I'll show you.
Don't you go near him. You've done enough.
Yes, I'm beginning to agree.
Hey, let go of me. Art! Art! Officer!
Here, officer. I'll show you exactly what he did to Alan. Hold this pole. He made me press this red button every time Alan missed a question. Each time he missed, this increased.
Ah, jeez.
But that's the tester. That's oddly to confuse the subject. The voltage doesn't get any higher and is not connected to anything else. Honest.
Shut up.
This guy's dead. His heart's not beating. He's got no pulse.
He's lying. He's lying.
You're the one that's lying. You're under arrest for the murder of Alan Feldman.
This is outrageous! I'm innocent! I'm innocent! You're all crazy! You're all nuts! I'm a psychologist! And this was all an experiment! I'm innocent! God damn it, I'm innocent!
Ahem, Alan, is he innocent?
He's innocent.
He fainted!
You better hope he fainted, or you guys are really in trouble. I hope you got a good laugh.
Well, he did the same thing to me.
Yes, he's only fainted, but when he comes to, you're all going back to the station and we're going to have a nice long talk.
Jeffy, do me a favor.
What, Stu?
Next time you want to do something intelligent, try counting to 100.
Why?
Because by the time you finish, you'll forget what you wanted to do in the first place.
Oh, stop complaining, Stu. Everything worked out okay, didn't it?
Oh, sure, sure. We spent 2 hours in that police station listening to the evils of practical joking.
But everything's straightened out. Dr. Hoskins agreed to change his entire line of experimentation, didn't he?
Yeah, so?
And he agreed to always get the school's permission and supervision for any future experiments, didn't he?
All right, all right. That's one problem solved, but what about the obscene phone caller that's been bugging me?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
It's hard to keep so much information stored in that little head of yours. I only hope the special agent got the jerk.
Gee, that sounds great. You know, I should have come over here a lot earlier and met you sooner. You really are a swell guy. Whips and chains, too, huh? Yeah.
Who's that, Stu?
That's the special agent from the phone company.
Well, who's he talking to?
I don't know.
Oh, listen. Those two ultramaroons I was telling you about just walked in. I gotta run. What? Oh, I wouldn't miss it for the world. 7 o'clock? Right on the button, buddy. Yeah, I'll bring the Bactine. You bring the soy sauce. It'll be neat to try the two together. What? No, try cherry jello. That looks swell in the dark. Right. Bye.
Who are you talking to on my phone?
I don't believe that's any of your business. I'll be going now.
Wait a second. Did you take care of the obscene phone caller?
That obscene caller, as you call him, has been taken care of. He won't be bothering you anymore.
Oh, good.
I have a date with him at 7 o'clock. You know, if you were a bit more social with people that call you, you wouldn't be such a boring, uninteresting slob. Good day. Reach out and touch someone. Reach out.
Why would a special agent ask an obscene phone caller out on a date?
For the same reason the phone company exists, Jeffy. They're here to help. Alan was portrayed by Uncle Brucey. Others in the cast were Brian W. Feedback as Dr. Hoskins, Stephen Z. Bloopline as the special agent, and Larry West L.A. as the policeman. This is Stu Funphone speaking. The Funphone special was written and produced by Stu Funphone.